sun. In a wild, I'd abandon me. The book sheets worn upon. I seen it coming, had to let it go. What keeps me up at night might keep me alive a while. Despite the rail tie, the pain on my. The dearly freed, we won't be leaving here alive. Fill my cup up till the well runs dry. Well, if I'm leaving here, I ain't leaving nothing behind. I crushed a fortune, the palm of my hand.
Rail Tie by Clay Ravens, an indie band from Vancouver who combine beautiful harmonies with elements of Americana, rock, and folk music to create a unique sound. I spoke with vocalist and guitarist Justin Huntley-Smith over Skype. Justin, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you have a favorite or an especially beloved guitar?
Yes. I use Morgan guitars. They're handcrafted guitars from Vancouver, and the first one I got, I wasn't even planning to purchase a guitar. I just went into a small guitar shop and picked this guitar up, and I was like, oh my god, I have to buy this thing. And I looked at the price tag and I was like, well, I never will be able to buy that. But about 2 weeks later, I went back into the same shop and played it again, and I was like, I gotta find a way to get this thing. So I ended up selling an electric guitar, a big combo amp, and a bunch of pedals and all this stuff because I needed to have this guitar. And that was actually part of the reason I shifted from more electric music to more acoustic music, because I just had fallen in love with this beauty. It's still my daily player.
Your band started out as a duo between you and your sister Brianna. How did the two of you come together with the other four musicians in the band to form Clay Ravens?
Well, our music started sort of around the time period when we were both finishing university. We're trying to figure out, both of us, on our own paths, where we wanted to live and what sort of path we were going to take. And I was writing some songs at that time that I really wanted to turn into a project, and just singing with Brianna always elevates my music by tenfold. So I just asked her if she would consider moving over to Vancouver with me, and and starting a band. So I convinced her to move over. I was already living in Vancouver. She was in on the island at the time, and we just started searching for people. And we did like Craigslist kind of things. We went through other musicians and other friend contacts. Our bass player is actually from Salt Spring Island, just like us. And we just started to slowly form the band, and it's been constantly evolving since then. So it's been about 4 years now, and we're on our fourth different drummer kind of thing, and different iterations of the band and different people. But now we've got a really solid group, and for the past year, we've really been tight, and it's been really great.
How do you approach your songwriting as a band? Is it a very collaborative process?
Actually, no. I tend to write the lyrics and melody and structure on my own, and I'll go to the band and present those ideas to the band, and we'll just jam them out. And usually what I come to them with is vastly changed by the time we finish the song, but I tend to come with a pretty concrete idea and then allow the band to just morph it into something far more greater than what I could achieve on my own.
In your own songwriting, do you find that you tend to start out with an idea for a story, or more often with a hook or a riff?
I would say more often with a hook or a riff. I tend to get bored by writing in the same way or writing the same style or writing using the same tricks. So I think my main trick or my main writing style is to come up with a riff or a hook and then build off that and find lyrics that fit within that and melodies that fit within that. But I'll challenge myself to do other things, and I'll decide, okay, and the next song is going to be a story song because I've been writing in a particular way, so I want to change it. Or I'll even just create a drum beat and write to a drum beat as an exercise and that kind of thing.
You released your debut EP, All In, this past October. Is there a theme to the songs in that collection?
Yes, definitely. I think the theme is it's really like an honest reaction to sort of my struggles and difficulties and epiphanies, I guess, during that time period. A lot of it was related to struggles around the world around us and addiction around us and my own perceptions and ways of dealing with that. And then just seeing how the way through those difficulties is partnerships with other people and friendships and family. And I was just reflecting on what it is that gets us through these difficult times, and I was focusing on that a lot. So there's different references to that throughout the album.
What was the inspiration for your song Draft Dodger?
That's actually one of the writing exercises I think sparked that one, because my family has a really interesting history in North America. We came into Boston Harbor very early in North America's settlement history, and my family traveled across the states, and we were American for a very long time. And at some point, there's sort of a funny family history about my great 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 grandfather kind of thing had done something potentially shady, and he had to leave the states, and he bolted for Canada, and that's how he became Canadian. But we have a lot of American history in our past as well, so I know that we have these great family history stories, and one of my exercises is to try and bring those into my music and write those into my music. So I was thinking about that during the conception of Draft Dodger and sort of piecing different things together. And my father's best friend when I was growing up was a Draft Dodger as well. So I was just piecing the stories of my family history and how they relate to crossing the border and how that relates to draft dodging. And it was during the time period of Trump being elected and a lot of Americans considering coming up to Canada. So there was all of that going on in my mind while I was writing that story. So I created a story around that about a draft dodger coming from the States during the Vietnam War and how crossing the border and being unable to go back has all these deep personal effects on that person's life.
Baking 06 to 5, I got a hand-drawn letter from the suits in stripes. Selling me a ticket to die, but the signs in the street saying, telling me lies. Me and some boys I went to school with took a long road trip up to the borderline, draft dodging into the northern line. Back as a kid, they'd shoot shots overhead for just trespassing. That's how I know ain't no good come of this jet city. Don't get me wrong, I would dial my land like my granddaddy, but I don't know.